Kot smo obljubili, drage poslušalke in cenjeni poslušalci, smo za kratko izjavo tudi mi uspeli dobiti spreobrnjenega gangsterja. To je izredno privabilo letos mlade v Stični, Johna Pridmora. Lep pozdrav. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Povprašam se takoj po svojem počutju in imamo tule tudi prevajalko, zato da bomo takoj razumeli in za vse naše poslušalce tudi prevedli. Bi vas smemo vprašati, prositi, da ga vprašate, kako se počuti, kakšen se mu zdi Stična, ta festival mladih?
I find it very joyful and very beautiful.
Zelo je vesela in lepa.
S kakšnim sporočilom John prihaja na letošnjo Stično?
I think that is to tell young people that the world and the falseness in the world, the drugs, the sex, the lies don't fulfill you and don't make you happy, but there's a God who loves us individually and cherishes us. And he will make us happy.
Moje sporočilo je, da te laži tega sveta, droge, seks, prevare, da te ne usrečijo, ampak da je Jezus tisti, ki prinaša pravo veselje v naš svet.
Smemo prositi za njegovo osebno zgodbo srečanja z Jezusom, če lahko na kratko to opiše.
Yeah, I was born in London in the East End. I was not brought up in any religion.
Odraščal sem v vzhodnem delu Londona, nisem bil vzgojen versko.
At the age of 10, I was made to choose who I wanted to live with because my parents were getting divorced.
Sem bil star 10 let, sta se starša ločevala in so me vprašali, s kom bi rad živel.
And I think that led me to make an unconscious decision not to love anymore, because I felt if you don't love, you don't get hurt.
In v tem obdobju mi je bilo tako težko, da sem se nezavedno odločil, da nikogar več ne bom imel rad, zaradi tega, ker če nimaš rad, te nič ne boli.
At the age of 27, I had everything that makes you happy, more money than I could ever spend, power, the sports cars, very promiscuous lifestyle.
Sem bil star 27 let, sem imel vse, kar si lahko človek želi v tem življenju, športne avtomobile, več denarja, kot sem ga lahko zapravil, imel sem tudi veliko žensk.
But the way I made my money and power was for organized crime. To my shame, I was involved in major drug deals, protection rackets, vicious crime of all sorts.
Denar sem dobival iz organiziranega kriminala, bil sem upleten v preprodaje drog, izsiljevanja, pretepe.
And no matter what I seemed to obtain, nothing fulfilled me and nothing made me happy.
In kljub temu me nič ni usrečilo.
So I turned to drugs myself. I was on crack cocaine, smoking dope, drinking really heavy.
Zato sem se tudi sam zatekel k drogam, bil sem na kokainu, na kreku, na travi, tudi veliko sem pil.
And I came to a retreat similar to this retreat.
Prišel sem na eno tako podobno srečanje kot je Stična.
And there I found an incredible personal love of Christ. I went to confession for the first time in my life.
Tam sem prvič začutil neverjetno Jezusovo ljubezen, prvič v življenju sem šel v spovedi.
And I really felt that Christ personally forgave me.
Čutil sem, da mi je Jezus res osebno odpustil.
I had a miracle as I received the Eucharist of knowing that that was Jesus, body, blood, soul and divinity.
Čudežno sem začutil, kako je v hostiji zares Jezus, da je to njegovo telo in kri.
And I really felt that God was calling me to a better life, a life of giving and a life of service.
Čutil sem, da me Jezus res kliče k temu, da živim tako, da dajem, da služim drugim.
I worked with Mother Teresa for a time and she showed me that the way to love is the way to give.
Nekaj časa sem delal tudi z materjo Terezijo in ona mi je pokazala, da je to, da daješ, to, da ljubiš.
She also said if we give young people the truth, they have the choice to choose the truth.
Rekla mi je tudi, da je to, da če daš mladim resnico, da jim daš možnost, da se sploh odločijo za resnico.
So in the last 15 years I would have spoken to well over 3 million young people.
To sem v zadnjih letih govoril več kot 3 milijonom mladim.
And I wrote my book, which is now in Slovenian, which has become an international bestseller, and which is very honest and real about how God changed me.
Zato sem napisal tudi knjigo o tem, kako je Bog spremenil moje življenje. Sedaj je to že mednarodni bestseller in zdaj imamo tudi v slovenščini.
Najbolj prodajena knjiga.
And if anyone would like to know more about my story, then they can get the book.
Pri založbi Družina je šla knjiga, ki prinaša resnično zgodbo Johna Pridmora, ki
In naj to knjigo prebere, je povabil. Tako. Samo še, ker vem, da morate na delavnico, samo še stavek dva, spodbuda za mlade, navdušili ste jih danes.
I would say to open your heart more and more to a God who loves you, a God who died for you and a God who cherishes you.
Odprite svoje srce Bogu, ki vas ima rad, je umrl za vas in vas ceni bolj kot vse.
Don't make the mistake that you have to be good to know Jesus, all you have to be is open.
Ne naredite te napake, da bi mislili, da morate biti dobri za Jezusa, samo odprite se mu.
And the more open we become, the more beautiful we become.
In bolj ko se mu odpremo, lepši bomo.
Najlepša hvala. Thank you very much.
God bless you and God bless your listeners.